It's time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. And here with this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing all right. Yourself?
Well, I think you can hear how I'm doing, actually.
You're upright.
Yeah, that's maybe up wrong today. I'm not too sure, but yeah, I wasn't feeling very good over the week. I just can't shake this thing. Thought I had it licked last week, but then it comes back with a vengeance again. Hopefully that's the storm before the calm.
Yeah,
that make
maybe,
any sense?
Maybe.
We'll see. Brett, not in this morning. Maybe he's under the weather, too.
No.
Brett, not in with us here this morning, though, from Camblin. Still, he'd like you to listen to this from down at the shop.
Your Lennox dealer is Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic and Harlan. Lennox has been improving and refining home comfort since 1895. Lennox heating and cooling systems are designed for the best performance and quality. They have a reputation of 115 years of comfort, reliability, and efficiency. If you demand the best and won't settle for less, Lennox belongs in your home. Lennox offers state-of-the-art engineering, high-efficiency heating and cooling, along with quiet performance that you won't find in other brands. Lennox never stops searching for ways to improve your world with heating and cooling products that are more comfortable, durable, reliable, and efficient. Consumers and competitors alike look for the highest standards of excellence in the home comfort industry. Leave it to Lennox to combine comfortable home heating and cooling into their high-efficiency units. See your Lennox dealer, Camblin Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-1512 or in Harlan call 755-3286.
Well, I know we haven't hit Thanksgiving yet, and I know some people get a little frustrated sometimes when we start skipping holidays and things, but if you've been out at all over the last weekend or so, you probably are aware that that's Christmas music you're hearing in the background in a lot of those stores in the region. And when you start hearing that and you start seeing some of the commercials on TV kind of changing focus a little bit, you can tell it's time to start thinking about getting all those special gifts for the season. Now, every year it seems like there is a gift, especially for the children, the toys and things, that is the gift of the year. It's the one everybody wants. I saw an article the other day that was compiled with information through Esquire magazine and MSNBC.com. It was all about the toy, the it toy every year. And it was kind of interesting to look through that. Some of them have had incredible staying power. Others, not so much. But it's interesting to look through, and you know, maybe you remember some of these. Do you have a favorite, Chris? You remember, was there one toy that you got one time when you were young that you just was just the greatest thing in the world?
My first one that I remembered really wanting and getting was the original Nintendo system. That was a pretty big deal.
Still have it?
Yep.
Still work?
It still works. As far as I know, it's at folks' place, but it still worked last time I used it.
You just don't want to use it very much.
No, not anymore.
I remember having one of those early systems. I can remember my mom and dad bringing home an Atari for us.
Yeah.
Pong was the coolest thing in the world. Two little light paddles with a little light blip in between, and we would sit and play that all day.
Yeah.
You couldn't get a sane person to do that now. There's no way. I mean, it's just, it's too rudimentary. And no one would do that. Oh, we just thought that was the coolest thing in the world. And that was hooked up to our little 9-inch black and white TV, by the way.
Yeah. Big screen.
Yeah, you're probably not aware of this. They used to make TVs in black and white.
Yeah.
And we didn't have cables hooked up to them all the time either. But yeah, it's kind of cool when you think back at some of the it toys and stuff. I can remember, this isn't Christmas, but I can remember Mom and Dad one year, all four of us, I have three younger brothers, all four of us had tonsillectomies at the same time. We were all in the hospital at the same time. We all had tonsillectomies at the same time. It was kind of odd, but that was the deal. sorry about that, insurance company. But yeah, all at the same time. And I remember when we got home, we had to stay home from school for a few days after we got out of the hospital, eat ice cream and Jell-O, all that stuff, you know, just a rotten way to have to live as a kid. But when we came home, Dad had bought this big, huge Hot Wheels set. And we had one room in the house that was just dedicated as a playroom. All of our toys and stuff were in there. And the whole floor of that room was just set up with this big Hot Wheels track that he put together. Do people even do that kind of stuff anymore?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Or is it all remote control and whatever else? I mean, we had to actually push them to make them go.
Yeah. I don't know.
You did the uphills and downhills so that once you pushed them, they would kind of keep going, too. They'd go uphill, slow it up, and then they'd start downhill again and get the momentum going. And, you know, some of the things that we just that we remember. But some of these toys over the years, though, are kind of interesting. And like I said, some of them have incredible staying power. In fact, some of the older ones are the ones that had a lot more staying power than some of the more recent things that you've seen, too. Like, for example, 1929, the It toy, the toy that everybody wanted, the yo-yo. And they're still around, obviously. Mm-hmm. Some people get great joy out of them. Simple thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, how much simpler can it get? It's basically a ball or a disc on a string. Mm-hmm. You know, it's so simple. But a fella mass-produced them back in the 1920s, and in 1929, that was the toy everybody wanted. And they're still around today. In 1930, it was Mickey and Minnie Mouse handkerchiefs were the big toy everybody wore. Well, not a toy, but that was the it thing everybody wanted. Of course, Mickey Mouse made his debut in 1928 in the cartoon Steamboat Willie, and well, the rest is merchandising history. I can't think of too many things that have been merchandised more than Mickey Mouse and the Disney brand. 1934, the Shirley Temple doll was the big toy everybody wanted. It was really the first celebrity-driven doll, and Shirley Temple was 6 years old when that doll hit the market, and she just had her first big film, Bright Eyes. It opened up just a few days before Christmas, so, boy, everybody wanted that. 1936... still played today. It's been modified. It's been copied. There are so many different versions of this for your college football teams and the different places you live. It's amazing how this thing has just taken off and been franchised all over the place. Monopoly was the big game back in 1936. Everybody wanted the doggone thing, and still today people sit down and play it. Over 750 million people have played it worldwide, according to the manufacturer.
Yeah.
It's amazing. 1943. Here's another one with staying power. It's still around today. I saw a commercial just the other day for it. The Slinky. 1943. That's a year before my folks were born. And it's still around today. It was just an accident. An engineer bumped a spring off his desk, and he watched it wiggle across the floor, and the money started rolling in shortly thereafter.
$5
That's right. The Slinky. 1952. This one's still around today, too, and still popular. Mr. Potato Head. 98 cents is what the original version cost. And folks bought a million of them in the first year. Remember, did you have a Mr. Potato Head?
I did, yeah.
So did we. And they still do today. It's still popular. Another one that's been around forever and is collectible, and it's been, oh boy, so passed down generations to generations. In 1959, the big toy, the Barbie doll. And we all know what's happened with the Barbie doll since then. That's just gone gangbusters ever since. There are folks that have them still sealed in packages that they've never opened because they're even more collectible that way. It's just amazing some of the ways that those have been taken over time. Some of them have just, you know, been played with by generations. In some cases, like I say, they've just been incredible collectibles over the year. But the Barbie doll in 1959. In 1960, my wife always talks about this one. She had one of these when she was a little girl. The Chatty Cathy doll. Mattel put a little phonograph in what was otherwise just an ordinary doll. And ta-da, 11 little phrases later, you have the Chatty Cathy doll. Do you love me? Please brush my hair. All those little things that she used to say. There it is right there. So the Chatty Cathy doll in 1960. 1964? I guess that was when dolls became cool for the guys. The G.I. Joe was the hot property. And boy, I was 1 year old then when G.I. Joe came a-calling. And boy, did I have one of those when I was a kid. We had those. Loved G.I. Joes. Those were fun. A little one-foot-tall action figure. It's not a doll. It's an action figure. Dolls are for girls, right? But something for the guys to use. They sold $16.9 million worth of G.I. Joes in the first year that was available. 1975, one of the biggest scams ever perpetrated on the American public, as far as I'm concerned, anyway. 1975, the big thing everybody wanted, the Pet Rock. How dumb were we? Seriously. It was a rock with a little piece of paper that basically said that you were the... told you how to train and take care of your rock. You were the owner. Congratulations. I can go in the backyard and do that for free. I can't believe the things we would fall for. Merchandising. 1977, slime and Star Wars certificates. That little green goo packaged in miniature trash cans. I don't know if you remember that at all, but that was a big seller until people realized that they could make it themselves with some basic ingredients at home. So wasn't that big a secret, I guess. And, of course, the Star Wars certificates and things, there wasn't really time at that point because of all the success of Star Wars suddenly that to do a lot of things, so they came up with a few simple things that year. 1978 was something called Hungry Hungry Hippos.
Oh, yeah.
Is that a board game?
Yeah, great game. It's a little board game, and you got the little balls that come out in the middle, and each there's four sides, and you got the hippo, and you got to hit him, and he's got to eat the most out of your playing partners.
1980, the big gift. I had one, and I wanted to strangle the person who gave it to me. Most frustrating thing ever, the Rubik's Cube.
Yeah.
Oh, I hated that thing. Just hated that thing. But you couldn't put it down.
Yeah.
Hate that thing. 1981, the Smurfs, anything that was blue, it seemed like, at that point. The Smurfs was a big deal. BMX bikes in 1982. The Cabbage Patch Kids in 1983. Goofy little things that are still sitting in boxes in a lot of people's attics. I'm not sure how collectible they are anymore. There were so many of them, you know, out there, so don't really know. Transformers in 1984. They're still making movies about that these days. 1985, how about the Care Bears? And Teddy Ruxpin. Boy, there was a big market for those back then. The Game Boy in 1989, Nintendo made a small fortune with its handheld Game Boy, something that was a real big deal at that time. In 1990, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I bet when they invented the Shirley Temple doll, nobody ever thought of something like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Those are four words I never thought I'd see all put together as one. 1991, the Pog, which was just a little milk cap game that Hawaiian dairy workers came up with, but it turned into a big game for kids. Barney in 1992, that silly, dopey, purple dinosaur thingy that thankfully went away. The Mighty Morphin Power Rangers in 93 were big. Beanie Babies in 1995. Wow, those were some of the most collectible things around. Mm-hmm. Oddly enough, because I don't think they were very valuable because so many people had them.
Yeah.
But boy, they were big deals. Tickle Me Elmo in 1996. I'm not even going to go there. Tamagotchi in 1997. Little egg-shaped digital pets. Not familiar with those. Furbies in 1998. Little talking, blinking robots. Kind of strange. Pokemon in 1999. A cartoon. And everybody wanted the little trading cards. So like baseball cards all of a sudden. Everybody wanted the little trading cards stuff. Razor Scooters in 2000, the Bratz Dolls in 2001, of course, they lost their shorts because they had to pay $100 million to the folks that make Barbie because it was kind of a knockoff, and, well, can't do that. Let's see, what else do we have here? Some of the other ones. Well, then we start to get more current, and we start to get very, very techno. In 2005, Xbox 360 was the big game. PlayStation 3 in 2008, the iPod Touch in 2007 was the big thing everybody wanted. The Kindle and the Nook. Everybody wanted the electronic books in 2009. In 2010, it was the Apple iPad. And what will it be this year? You notice the trend? We go from the yo-yo to the iPad. What did the yo-yo cost?
Yeah.
A nickel, perhaps? iPads are $600, well, anywhere from $600 to $800. See where we've gone over time? Yikes. So save your pennies.
Not as many kids getting that ultimate gift they want, I'm sure, anymore.
I don't know what this year's gifts are going to be as far as I don't have children, so I don't keep up on what the it things are each year, but it'll be interesting to see what happens now, this year. I don't know. I guess you can tell by watching TV and commercials and things like that, but, you know, with DVRs, who watches TV commercials anymore anyway?
That's true.
So how do kids find out what they're supposed to want?
Yeah.
Madison Avenue's got to find a way to tell them, right? So I hope you enjoyed your it gift. Whenever everybody had one when they were a kid, at least one you had. I remember SSPs. One year, I think it was either third or fourth grade. Got an SSP. It was just a little car that had it had one big wheel in the middle with a gear on it. And you put this little strap in there, and then you pull it real hard and set it on the ground, and zoom, it goes across the floor. And I could tell it was a big gift because we had show and tell. The first day after Christmas break, we had show and tell. Uh-huh. And that was what we're supposed to do, bring our favorite Christmas gift. I think every single boy in class Literally. Every single boy in class brought and demonstrated their SSP. So Miss Meyer basically spent most of that class period down sitting Indian style on the floor catching the SSPs as we zipped them across the room to demonstrate how they worked. Oddly enough, they all worked the same. But everybody had to show theirs, you know, all different colors. Everybody's got the it gift now and again. So hope you get a chance to get out and have some fun with that. But get ready. They're going to be asking for it pretty soon. Hey, we need to have you listen to this one more time for the folks down at Camblin Plumbing and Heating.
Your Lennox dealer is Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic and Harlan. Lennox has been improving and refining home comfort since 1895. Lennox heating and cooling systems are designed for the best performance and quality. They have a reputation of 115 years of comfort, reliability, and efficiency. If you demand the best and won't settle for less, Lennox belongs in your home. Lennox offers state-of-the-art engineering, high-efficiency heating and cooling, along with quiet performance that you won't find in other brands. Lennox never stops searching for ways to improve your world with heating and cooling products that are more comfortable, durable, reliable, and efficient. Consumers and competitors alike look for the highest standards of excellence in the home comfort industry. Leave it to Lennox to combine comfortable home heating and cooling into their high-efficiency units. See your Lennox dealer, Camblin Plumbing and Heating, in Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-1512 or in Harlan, call 755-3286.
Well, what will be the yo-yo this year? We'll just have to wait and see, I guess. Hey, thanks for joining us this morning. Appreciate your being here with us for a little bit of time on a Monday. You got making a great day, and God bless America.